Live from the GPB Newsroom, good Thursday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital after a fall earlier this week. Carter suffered a minor pelvic fracture Monday at his home in Plains. A statement from the Carter Center says the 95-year-old is looking forward to continuing his recovery at home. The first black person elected to the Georgia State Senate since Reconstruction has died. The AJC reporting Leroy Johnson came to office in 1963. He became known for quietly desegregating the Georgia Capitol building, starting with not observing the white and colored bathroom signs and water fountains. In 1970, Johnson invited boxer Muhammad Ali to compete in Atlanta. This after Ali was stripped of his boxing license for not complying with the military draft. Leroy Johnson graduated from Morehouse College and Clark Atlanta University. A new Georgia State University study says more than half of the homeless youth in Atlanta have experienced some form of human trafficking. GPB's Sarah Rose reports.
The research finds marginalized youth are more likely to be exploited, and the problem isn't just with sex trafficking. Homeless youth are also being forced into unpaid labor. Professor Eric Wright led the study. He says there needs to be a dramatic expansion of services for these kids.
If we really want to get our hands around this, we really need to infuse a lot more resources and expand more housing opportunities and wraparound services for young people.
Wright says he plans to advance the findings to discover how Atlanta youth actually end up in trafficking situations. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
Ricky Bevington for GPB News.